Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called My Day is Ruined. It's a story for teaching flexible thinking. It was written by Brian Smith, illustrated by Lisa M. Griffin.
You mean you?
Well, no, a different Lisa. Oh, I've just given a big clue to all our listeners who may not have known that my name is Lisa. It's true. If you've been with us for a long time, you know that that's my name because I've said it before. But if you're new, there you go. But nevertheless, this is a different one. This illustrator does some pretty cool looking art. So before we go any further, I'll just tell you now, I will link this on my Amazon affiliates page. So if you want to get this book, you can. Meanwhile, let's say who's reading it. I'll say my name today instead of Mommy. Lisa. And
Chicky Poo.
Chicky Poo are reading the story today. Are you ready? The dragon egg designer? Okay, Chicky Poo, the dragon egg designer. Love it. All right, let's do it.
Wait.
Oh, and today we have a special guest.
That's me, Daddy.
Daddy is on board today. Are you ready?
Just like yesterday.
Here we go.
Or the last time we did.
Yeah, last time we did.
Yeah.
Every now and then we have Daddy pop in. Say hi. Okay, here we go. Yeah, if you want to say anything, you can. Here we go. Hey, everyone. My name is Brayden, and I'm in the third grade. How many of you out there just hate it when someone ruins your day and then acts like you're the one who's wrong? It happened to me again just the other day. My teacher, Mrs. Vickerman, acted like it was my problem for getting upset because the principal ruined my day again by having a fire drill in the middle of free reading time, and I was almost finished with my book. She said she was going to call my mom and discuss some ways to help me use more flexible thinking. Mrs. Vickerman kept going on and on about flexible thinking this and flexible thinking that, but all I heard was blah, blah, blah. The good news is that 2 whole days went by and I didn't hear anything about flexible thinking from my teacher or my mom. Ka-ching! They finally must have decided to leave me alone. Now I can focus on the championship baseball game I'm playing in tomorrow. I've waited all 8 years of my life for this day. And I just knew we were going to win because we had already beaten the team that we were going to play earlier in the season. So when I woke up the morning of game day, I looked around my room to figure out where I was going to put my championship trophy. And then I quickly threw on my uniform and went downstairs to eat breakfast. As I walked around the corner to the kitchen, I immediately froze. No! I could feel tears welling in my eyes as I saw the rain pouring down outside. Ugh. Why do things like this always happen to me? My day is ruined. I plopped myself down on the couch and covered myself with a blanket. I know, Mom said. This really stinks. You were so excited. But sometimes we have to roll with the punches. Truthfully, the rain is something we can't control. So what we can control is what we're going to do now that it is raining.
Mom, you just don't understand, I said. You weren't the one who was going to get a humongous trophy and become famous. I was going to be on the morning announcements at school on Monday.
You're right. Mom replied, I don't know exactly how you feel, but it still stinks for me, too. I was really excited to get to watch you play ball. Brayden, remember how Mrs. Vickerman has been talking to you about using flexible thinking? Well, now's a great time to practice that. We came up with some ways to help you.
Oh, great. Here we go again, I thought. See, she's saying to him, brain stretching is flexible thinking. Don't you guys know you can't really stretch your brains? I said. Let's hear what his mom says. It doesn't exactly mean that, Mom said. It basically means you need to get creative with your thinking. When one thing doesn't work, don't give up. Try something else instead, like this. Mom ran outside and started dancing in the rain. In case you don't already know this, my mom's a little weird. She ran back inside shouting, I've got it. This rain isn't going to stop us. We're still going to have a baseball game today. A few minutes later, she had laid out a slip and slide and some bases in the backyard. And before long, a bunch of my friends showed up and we had our first rainy day slip and slide baseball game. Don't tell my mom, but I think I had more fun playing this than playing our real game. That night, as Mom put me to bed, she whispered, did you see how I used flexible thinking today? Yeah, I wish I could think like that. You can. Just follow these four steps. Number one, take a deep breath. You want to do that? So in through your nose, out through your mouth. Number two, realize some things are out of your control. What are things that you cannot control?
My dragon egg maker. It makes funky things all the time.
Mm-hmm. You cannot control the weather, like in the book. You cannot control other people.
Like you?
No, you can't control your parents. But step number three says change your plan. Aha. So what they did in the book is, instead of being sad that it was raining, they decided to be happy that it was raining, and they found something else they could do out in the rain, right? Or maybe they could have done something inside that they don't typically do to make it fun, right? There's lots of things you can do when things aren't going as planned. Or when someone else isn't doing what you expected them to do, right? You can change how you respond. And then step number four, final step, accept the change.
Yeah, I guess I didn't do any of those things today, but next time I will. Later that week, we were in math class, learning how to solve different equations. The first one was easy. 6 + 5, I quickly wrote down. 11. Mrs. Vickerman said, great. Tell me how you know that's right. You need to prove it.
You can ask my mom, I said. I'm not sure how else to prove it.
Mrs. Vickerman told me I could draw an example or use my hundreds charts or use a number line, but now I kind of remember her teaching us those, but to be honest, I wasn't really listening because I don't always see why you have to solve problems in more than one way. And since I didn't agree with her, I just wrote it bigger. 6 + 5 = 11.
Brayden, all you did was make it bigger, she said. That's not really showing me a different way. You have to use flexible thinking. Your mom told me she shared our plan with you. Let's try it here. How about step number one? Take a deep breath. Did you remember to do that?
No.
Well, let's give it a try now.
Fine. I took a deep breath. That part wasn't hard.
Great. Now for step number two. Realize some things are out of your control. What part of this is out of your control? I'll give you a hint. Who decides how many ways you have to show your answer?
You.
Right. So you don't have any control over that. Now let's go to step three, change your plan. You were trying to do something the same way and didn't even try the other examples I offered. Now that you're ready, let's try it again. Then she reminded me of the other ways. I decided to try and draw it out. Wait, can I draw baseballs? I said. Sure, she said. I quickly drew a picture with 6 baseballs, and then I drew 5 more, and then below them I drew the number 11. I handed the paper to Mrs. Vickerman, and she smiled and said, looks like you already did step number 4, accept the change. I was so excited, I asked if she needed me to show her any other way. I don't think so. You already showed me that you know how to solve it in more than one way. But more importantly, you showed me that you know how to use flexible thinking. The next day at lunch, I was looking forward to eating in our cafeteria's famous jumbo corn dogs. I hated being last in line, but the wait was certainly going to be worth it. As I waited, I could smell the... What? That smells like tomato soup! Sick! I hate that. I put my tray back and started to march right over to the cafeteria worker to tell her how my day was ruined. But that's when it clicked. I remembered the plan that Mom and Mrs. Vickerman showed me. I took a deep breath. And that's when I overheard the cafeteria worker telling the other student that the corn dogs were left out and went bad. So they had to think of something else to serve for lunch. Huh. That sounds just like flexible thinking. So if they can do it, so can I. I looked around and I saw that there was celery with peanut butter. And there were also crackers for the soup. There had to be a way I could make this work. I could just make peanut butter crackers for lunch and wash them down with some chocolate milk. As I sat down to eat, my teacher came over and gave me a high five. Looks like someone is using his flexible thinking. I smiled. It wasn't my favorite lunch, but I sure felt great leaving the lunchroom. On Friday, we were going to have a fun school assembly where everyone wore their school spirit shirts. That morning, my brother Blake came down and saw me in my spirit shirt. Oh, yeah, I forgot, Blake said, and he sprinted back to his room to change, and that's when things went downhill. He looked everywhere and couldn't find his shirt. Mom, where's my school spirit shirt? Blake asked. It's dirty, Mom said, and he didn't care. He went through the dirty clothes and found it and threw it on. Nasty, I said. Mom came out and told him that he could not wear the dirty shirt to school, so Blake turned it inside out, figuring Mom wouldn't realize it was the same shirt. Nice try, bud, Mom said, but it needs to come off. Let's try some flexible thinking. No fair, Blake said. My day is ruined. I guess no one had ever really shown him how to use flexible thinking. I walked over to Blake. Don't worry. I can help. First, I need you to take a deep breath. And he did. Great. Sometimes some things are out of your control. I know you really want to wear your shirt, but that's not an option. Mom's not going to let you. So you need to change your plans. Let me help you. What are our school colors? Black and red, he said. Right. Why don't we just find a shirt that has school colors on it? Okay, he said. We went into his room and found a superhero shirt that he wanted to wear. Blake, I'm not sure if your light was on in your room, but that shirt's not black and red, I said. And Blake just looked at me and smiled. Well, it's also gray and gold, it looks like. In the picture we can see it does have some black and some red on it. But it also has some other colors, right? It's gray. Yeah.
Don't you know you sometimes have to use flexible thinking?
His brother says to him. And so, friends, if you are also in a place where maybe you're doing some overreacting to things, this is the book for you. It's got lots of really great tips for parents at the back of it. So run and grab a copy and enjoy this book. And maybe you will also learn to use some great flexible thinking, right? We do all the time, don't we? And that, our friends, is
the end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.